Hi, everyone. My name is Jack Rico, and welcome to episode 150 of the Highly Relevant Podcast, the show about how Latinx pop culture is reshaping mainstream entertainment. My guest today is actor Juan Pablo Raba, who co-stars in Liam Neeson's border thriller, The Marksman, out now on streaming. He plays Mauricio, a Mexican cartel soldier out to retrieve what belongs to him.
I come here to take the woman and the boy.
I was in the Marine Corps, so I suggest y'all turn around and adios.
I'm a soldier too. My orders are to take them back with me.
We first tackle Hollywood's fixation with border stories and why Juan Pablo believes that border stories need to continue to be told. We also debate the Marksman's white savior narrative and why he believes the movie is really a brown savior film. And then I give you my review of Amazon's J Balvin documentary, The Boy from Medellin. But before I talk with Juan Pablo Raba, it's time I give you my weekly review of what's happening in Latinx pop culture in a segment I like to call Jacked In. Let's begin with the top movie, TV, and music news of the week. Selena Gomez to star in the psychological thriller Spiral, produced by rapper Drake. Amazon to premiere Camila Cabello's Cinderella with Sony Pictures. Aubrey Plaza is now married and will star in a comedy called Spin Me Around. Telemundo is forming a new studio that will exclusively create Spanish language content for NBC's Peacock. HBO Max to create a K-pop coach Latin American supergroup competition. Chilean director Sebastián Lelio will work with Black Widow star Florence Pugh in an adaptation of The Wonder. John Ortiz and Andres Velez will starring Matt Lopez's ABC drama pilot Promised Land about two Latinx families vying for wealth and power in California's Sonoma Valley. PBS to air Sergio Mendes' documentary featuring John Legend, Quincy Jones' Will.i.am. Actress Natasha Lopez joins HBO's The Time Traveler's Wife series, and Jennifer Lopez's Shotgun Wedding will officially premiere June 29th, 2022. And in tech and social media news, Verizon is selling Yahoo and AOL. Twitter is testing a new tip feature for sending money to your favorite accounts. Spotify CEO tries to buy English soccer club Arsenal. The PS5 now has a YouTube TV app. Clubhouse is now beta testing Android phones. And Peloton recalls its treadmills following a series of accidents.
Para. ¡Dispara! Ahora sí, te puedes vengar por tu mamá.
Miguel, don't listen to him. Don't do it.
¡Máteme! ¡Máteme!
Give me the gun. Give me the gun.
¡Máteme!
Bilingual actor Juan Pablo Raba, who was born in Colombia from an Argentine father and raised in Spain, is a veteran actor who has starred in an array of Spanish and English language film and television hits, including Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yo creo que por lo menos hay seis tipos allá afuera. ¿Tú?
En el pasillo. Cuatro.
Netflix's Narcos.
Hay que ser muy marica.
O tener muchos huevos para estar aquí sentado como si nada.
Jennifer Garner's Peppermint.
You think I tried to steal from you? That it lasted this long by being stupid. Everybody wants to be a big dog. Little dog's trying to eat my food. That's all it is.
The Marksman tells the story of a white rancher on the Arizona border, played by Liam Neeson, who becomes the unlikely defender of a young Mexican boy named Miguel, who is desperately fleeing the cartel assassins who've pursued him into the U.S.
You're not safe here. Let's go.
What the hell were you thinking taking that kid?
They were gonna kill him. They were waiting for him at the border. You damn well ought to appreciate what I'm doing for you.
If you wanna help me, you take me back. I'll find my own way home.
Raba's performance of Mauricio, a cartel soldier, is at once intimidating and human. He explains to me he found the principal motivation he needed for his character when Neeson said this to him.
Cuando empieza la película y le dice Liam, cuando le dice Liam, hey, I'm a soldier too. Y Liam le dice, you're no soldier. That was my main motivation to follow him all the movie. Like, you're gonna disrespect me? No, you're not. No, I am a soldier. I have a mission, and I am trained as a soldier.
I particularly have grown tired of seeing U.S.-Mexico border stories on film, and I feel they have reached their expiration date. But Juan Pablo believes otherwise. He argues that border stories still possess an immense value to global storytelling.
Border stories are very interesting. It can be United States-Mexico, it can be Colombia-Venezuela, it could be Israel, you know, and what's happening right now in the Middle East. Like border conflicts are all over the world. The reason why we have to keep on doing this is because it doesn't matter on what side of the spectrum you stand, through art, through literature, through cinema, through television, we have a great opportunity, and it's to kind of harness such a huge subject and narrow it down to one story. So what do we have here? We have a story about a kid who crosses the border because he has to, because he is followed, because he has no other choice, right? What happens? Some people on one side of the spectrum, they say, yeah, they come in here because they want to. They want to buy a car. They want to buy a big house. They want to follow the American dream. Brother, once you live in the States, the American dream is long gone.
Yeah.
Right? So most of those people, they come into the States to maybe have a little bit more of a decent life, but they leave their countries because they have nothing left, because they're running away, because they're, you know, so if through this movie or any kind of movie, you know, we can make people like change a little bit, you know, their way of seeing it by focusing on one story, then I think it's a huge gain.
He has a point. But what about the white savior narrative of the film where Liam Neeson's character saves the young child of color? Rabba contends it's the other way around.
I don't think it's a movie about white savior. I think it's a movie about a brown savior. And it's a kid. Because Liam Neeson, the white guy, he's broken. He's broken by the government. He's a veteran who is broke because he had to pay all the medical bills for his dying wife, right? So what do you have there? You have a broken medical system like the one we have in the United States. And then the government, who he once protected and served, right, is now taking away his property. So he has nothing. And suddenly comes in a brown kid who gives him hope and gives him a reason to fight and live. So are we talking about a white savior? Yeah, of course, or it's Liam Neeson. And he's the lead of the movie, yeah. But is it maybe the other way around?
You can catch Juan Pablo Rabba in The Marksman on streaming right now. And before I give you my review of J Balvin's The Boy from Medellin, here are three Latin tracks you might want to add to your playlist this weekend. Nagano, Clubs y Ella Minus. Commitment, Luna Luna. Neon Patterns. Le das brillo a la luna, verde fuerte neon, tu sonrisa en la playa. Fame is a double-edged sword. For those of us who have had the fortune of getting even a taste of it, we know the rewards and the dark side that lurks behind the mask of celebrity. In The Boy from Medellin, directed by Academy Award nominee Matthew Heineman, Balvin is 1 week away from the most important concert of his career, his 2019 homecoming concert in Medellin, Colombia. But anxiety, panic attacks, and a raging political protest not only promise to derail his dream, but forces him to grapple with his responsibility as an artist to his country and to his fans.
Que si habla mal, y si no habla también, bueno, entonces pierde o pierdo, ¿no?
I don't want to get into political things because that's not my thing. I just want to focus on giving light to the world.
From almost the start of the documentary, it was evident that Balvin was going to be fully open with his bouts with anxiety as he processes the burden of being a global superstar. He at one point reminds us of Héctor Lavoe's lyrics of El Cantante as a glimpse into his affliction.
Ayer yendo para el gimnasio, parece, pues, me dio una sensación. Todo afuera está bien, pero es el cerebro. Solo cuando está muy concentrado en el presente, el cerebro como que se le puede engañar. Por eso la canción del cantante, nadie pregunta si sufro, si lloro, si tengo una pena que llevo muy hondo.
¿Qué gusta canción?
Sí, esa es mi canción preferida.
Si nadie pregunta si sufro, si lloro, si tengo una pena que hiere muy hondo.
Apart from trying to keep himself from imploding, Balvin is then thrusted into an age-old debate on whether artists should involve themselves or stay away from politics. These two themes, anxiety and politics, are the film's bones. We see almost every action and reaction through these lenses.
Great artists use their voice for other people. J Balvin has a platform. Jose is the one who needs to speak.
At the emotional core, The Boy from Medellin is a love letter to his Colombian fans for who he owes his career to. And, at once, an examination to the plight of celebrity.
Visto de las protestas por la mañana.
Eso cada vez se vuelve peor, nene.
Police fire tear gas at protesters in Medellin.
It's not easy being a global superstar. Just ask J Balvin.
I need my city. I need to feel its energy.
That's it for episode 150 of the Highly Relevant Podcast. I'd like to thank Juan Pablo Raba for coming on the show. And if you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review if you feel value in what we do. Also, we have a new podcast about race and pop culture called Brown and Black with Mike Sargent and me. It's available on all podcast platforms. I'm Jack Rico. See you next week on another episode of Highly Relevant.